Anumiyate means hypothesis. This is also an evidence. Pratyaksha, anuman, and Pratyaksha, anuman, and Shruta. According to basic principles, there are three different types of evidences. Everything must be proved by evidence. So, these are primarily three evidences. Pratyaksha, direct perception. Pratyaksha, anumana, and Shruti. Anumana means I cannot see directly, but by the symptoms I can imagine. That is anumana. Just like I have seen that in the month of April, May, June, we can get mangoes. That is our direct experience. But similarly, we can say in the month of January, we can say that in the month of April, May, June, we shall have mangoes. In the January, there is no mango. But because I know, I experience in my last April, May, June. Similarly, this intuition is nothing but experience of my last life. That is called intuition. The rascals, they say that there is no experience. Whatever life we have got just now, we are experience. No. The intuition is like a dog's hair born. It is also trying to find out milk. from the body of the mother and exactly in the same place putting his mouth, or human child also. This is past experience. That proves the life is continuous. Just like I came here about 2-3 years ago. So immediately, while getting down, I immediately understood this phenomenon. So this is called intuition and past experience. But the most authentic evidence is Sruti. Out of 3 evidences, the Sruti, hearing from the authority. This way Krishna says, Imam Vivasati Yugam Praktamana Hamakvam. So Krishna says, Krishna is the authority, best authority, supreme authority. So, we can understand from his speech that in the sun planet there is a king whose name is Vivasata. And Krishna says that I spoke to Vivasan. So Vivasan, now nobody can say when the sun planet was created. But we can calculate, as it is said, Vivasan Manobit Prahu. That Vivasan, he explained to Mano. So Mano's age we can calculate. Mano says there are 72 Manos in one day of Brahma. And the one day of Brahma means 4,300,000 of years multiplied by 1,000 and divided by 72. Then we can immediately calculate what is Mano's age. So by Manu's age, we can calculate that 40 million years ago, Krishna spoke to the sun god about this philosophy. This is called Sruti. And the exact calculation by Sruti you can make. The Sruti Prama. So, here it is said, Deva Prabhara, the Vishnu Dutas, they are coming from Vaikuntha. So beautiful, so nicely dressed, four-handed, with ornaments, helmet, garland. So they have experience of the demigods, but the Vishnu Dutas do not belong to this material world. They belong to the spiritual world. Therefore, their address, Deva Prabhura. More than the demigods. Deva Prabhura. They are very much pleased to see the Vishnu Dutas, although argument is going on. Immediately after seeing them, that the Jama Dutas are very much pleased on them, that they are not ordinary living beings. And with four hands, therefore, they are addressing Vishnu Deva Prabhara. Jatiha Deva Prabhara Soi Vidham Vakalabhati Vidhi Trividha. Trividha means three varieties. Vidha means variety and three means three. So, from Trividha, it is said, Toi Vidham Bhava. So, Toi Vidham, three kinds. Three kinds. Here also, in this world, we see varieties of men, varieties of animals, varieties of trees, varieties of insects, so many varieties. It is already in form that altogether within this universe there are 8,400,000 varieties of life. Life is one. The variety is body. This way we are sitting. Every one of us has got a particular type of body. You'll never find that this man or this boy or this girl exactly of the same body. Variety. So, altogether, there are classes or species, 8,400,000. So, those who are experienced, thoughtful men, by reading the scripture, just like Krishna says that Imam Vipassati Yogam Pratama, he said to the sun god, or the president of the sun planet, Vipassan. So that means that is also a similar place like this. You cannot say that is no living entity. Anumiya, that is intelligence. Because this planet is also one of the material things. Everything is made here, earth, water, air, fire. Somewhere, some element is very prominent. Here in this planet, the earth is prominent. In the sun planet, the fire is prominent. But that does not mean there is no living entity. It is foolishness. Anumiyate, this is intelligence. That it's everything within this universe, this material universe, everything is made of these five elements. Earth, water, fire, air, sky. We see here practically that the aquatic just got a different type of body and they are very peacefully living in the water, and if you are thrown in the water, you die. And if fish is taken from the water, you die. So land, water, fire, the particular type of body. So here it is said that in the economy of as there here we find varieties, similarly in other planet or in next life, there are varieties. This is intelligence, human intelligence. Why you should say there is no next life or there is no life in other planet? Therefore you have to refer to the Shastras. Shastra-vidhi. If you unnecessarily become too much intelligent and theorized, he is never successful. He is never sukhi. Na sukham na nasiddhin sa vārmati na sukham na parāmati. Such a rascal who does not consult the Shastra and thinks whimsically according to his mad conception. Such person lost his dream of avarti, that is spoken by Krishna. He will never get success. He will simply speculate. There is no definite knowledge. Nasukam, and he is not happy. And what to speak of, going back to home, back to home. He's a rascal. There is no hope. So do not conclude in your foolish way anything. Just refer to the Shastra authority, Shruti. That word is called Shruti. We cannot imagine that it is there is possibility of living entity in the sun planet or moon planet. But Shruti, just like Krishna says, I spoke to Sangha. So by this hearing, this Shruti, we understand that there is also life and there is also system, the government, the chief executive, everything is there. And that is by Shruti anumiyate. Anumiyate means you can imagine. It is a fact. So from Shastra we can get the different varieties of life. There are 8 million people. Some of them living for a few seconds, some of them are living few hours, some of them are living for years, and some of them are living for few millions of years. Some millions, just like Brahma. You cannot calculate Brahma's duration of life, but the duration of life is given in the Bhagavad Gita. Sahasra yuga paryantam arahat brahmano vidhu. So you have to understand like that here is Brahma's 12 hours, one day. Millions of billions of years. And he lives for 100 years. So his 100 years and my 100 years is not the same. That is scientific, relativity. All the ants have 100 years and my 100 years is not the same. The space time, they differ according to position. I think Professor Einstein has got this knowledge, relativity, law of gravity. Everything is my one moment and Brahma's one moment differ. My one moment, the ant's one moment is different, according to my body. But time is unlimited, eternal. But according to my body, it is past, present and future. The ant's past, present, future and my past, present, future is different. My past, present, future and Brahma's past, present, future different. It is relative. That's why by speed we are calculating this whole world is 25,000 miles. But it has been proved by the, what is that? Weapon for going to space. Sputnik. He is rounded over the world 1 hour 25 minutes. Then let's see. They relate it. You give speed. Increase your speed, then the roundup of time decreases. Similarly, if by Jova system you increase your speed, then you can travel all over the universe, as Dubbasamuni said. Dubbasamuni, he crossed over the universe and went to the Vaikuntha Loka. It took only 1 year. This is relative. It took 1 year. And you cannot go in so many years. Panthasu koti sata vatsa sambra. Everything is relative. So first of all, the Jamadutas are so experienced because they are servant of Jamaraj. He is not ordinary living being. Therefore, they are explaining that how people are happy, unhappy in one position or other. It is due to past activity, dharma or dharma. That is in my plan. So, the example is given that why there are so many varieties of living entities. It is due to varieties of three gunas. Last evening I was talking in that for purpose that why in countries like America and Europe there are hippies lying on the street? Why? They are not poor. In India you can say that they are poor, they have no center, therefore lying down on the street. I thought when I came that there is no man in America who is lying down his street. Because that is his country. But when I actually saw him, Bawari, unless some men are lying down his street. They are not poor. But they are destined to lie down on the street. So the three orders, Trigunda, Trividya, must be there. Either it may be America or Europe or India or Yugoslavia. Anyway, the three must. One, high class or middle class and low class. There must be there. And then again, take these three varieties and multiply it again with three, in nine, the 9 into 9, 81. So these varieties of bodies are there. You cannot change the law of nature. Struggle for existence was trying to conquer the conquer over the laws of nature. That is not possible. So, these are the subject matter of studies. Why there are everyone is unhappy and happy to some extent according to these qualities. So here he said, therefore, that as here we see in this life, in duration of life, there are varieties. Similarly, guna-vaichitra, by the varieties of the guna, guna-vaichitra, tatha annatra, anumiyati. Annatra means next life or next planet or next anything. Everything is being controlled. Trigunna visayapida. Nishtrigunna bhavad. Krishna advises that the whole material world is being controlled by these three gunas. Guna vaichitra. Therefore, you become nishtrigunna. Where these three gunas cannot act. Nishtrayunna bhavan. So how you can stop the action of these three gunas? That is also explained in Bhagavad Gita. Mārcabhyāvicārini bhakti yogena jāsevate sagunāna samadhittayetāna brahma bhujāya. If you engage yourself in pure devotional studies, incessantly, without any stopping, then you always remain transcendental, above the three gunas. So our Krishna consciousness movement is to keep the devotee above the three gunas. Just like in the ocean, if you are falling in the ocean, it is very dangerous for you. But if somebody helps you to lift you from the ocean water and keep 1 inch above the ocean water, there is nothing. Your life is safe. So that is one thing. Guna-vaichitra, if you want to save yourself from these varieties of life, birth, death, old age and disease, and accept so many varieties of life, just like you are telling, walking. But there are trees in California. They are living for 5,000 years. That is also another variety of life. People are trying to live for many, many years. By nature, swear, here is a tree, 5,000 years. So, is that kind of living is very profitable? To stand up 5,000 years in a forest. So, any variety of life within this material world is not good. Either you are demigod, or tree, or this, or that. That is education. That is education. So, one should understand that any varieties of life, either as demigod or dog, here the life is troubled. The demigods are put into so many dangers many times, and they approach God. So here, he will be always in danger. Padanga padanga jagat vipada. It is futile to attempt to make this material world dangerless. That is not possible. As there are varieties of bodies, there are varieties of dangers, calamities, so one after another will have to. Best thing is therefore stop this business. Material. That is Vedic civilization. The whole Vedic civilization is based on this idea. The stop this nonsense business, repetition of birth, death, old age. Therefore Krishna says, Janamaitri-garapyati, dukha-dosha-anugasana. This is knowledge. What knowledge, this technical knowledge, this knowledge. You cannot stop these things. Therefore, main business is how to stop. And because they are foolish people, they think these things cannot be stopped. Let us warn with this repetition of birth and death, and in each life, let us struggle for existence. This is material situation, ignorance, no knowledge. The knowledge is given by Bhagavan, Sri Krishna, and here is the solution. Dharma karma chame ribbam jnanati tattvata tatta deham punarjanmaniti. The problem is punarjanma, repetition of birth. And if you want to stop it, then try to understand Krishna. Then you will be able to stop. As soon as you understand Krishna, to understand Krishna means even if you blindly accept, that is also meditation. Krishna says what is, that he is the Supreme Lord. So you accept him, that's all. Simply have this faith that Krishna is the Supreme Personality of God. That will make it sufficiently advanced. But this is very difficult for the materialistic person. Therefore, Krishna says, Bhavanam Jambalam. After endeavoring for many, many births, Bhavanam Jambalam, Jnanaman, Mahaprabhu. Jnanaman, who is actually wise, he surrendered to Krishna. Otherwise, namāna duṣkita namūrā prapadraṁ tīnarā. Otherwise, he remains a rascal and implicated in sinful activities, the lowest of the mankind, and knowledge is taken away. Namāna prapadraṁ tīnarā. He never surrenders to Krishna. Our Krishna consciousness movement is to propagate this knowledge that you understand Krishna, that he is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, by his activities, which are recorded in this Shastra. When Krishna was present on this earthly planet, he showed according to our understanding. Just like one man cannot maintain one wife. He marries 16,000. And he maintains them how? 16,000 palaces. And with the woman will be satisfied simply having very good palaces? No. He must have help as well. So Krishna expanded himself to 16,000 husbands. This is Krishna. But because I cannot do it, how is that? This is all. And everybody is sad. This is not bad. That is our difference. If God comes, explain, then we believe, do not believe me. Then how will we convince about God? God is omnipotent, and when He shows His omnipotency, and it is recorded in the Shastra, we don't believe. So, therefore, why we do not believe? That these are on the bottom of path. Visham, Krishna says everything. Visham tu antaratama papam jananam punna karma. Te danna maho ninmatta bhajanti maam jirabhata. One who is completely free from the reaction of sinful life, antaratama papam, and only engaged in pious activities, thus such person can be engaged in devotion. So, you engage yourself in the routine devotional service of Krishna, either understanding or not understanding, your life will be successful. Just like he would touch fire, understanding or not understanding, it will burn. Similarly, take to this Krishna consciousness, there is nothing blindly accepting. Everything is explained in the Shastra, preliminary in Bhagavad Gita, further explained in the Srimad Bhagavatam. So, utilize your human life and understanding Krishna, and then your life will be successful. Thank you very much.